thing that kicked off list conferences in America was the 1980 list conference that came out of the blue. Prior to that, list was a dirty word in the back room of a skunk works. But at Stanford, there were pent-up papers for a decade waiting to be published, and we had this great conference. Every single paper in that conference is a landmark. People took notice, particularly Xerox, which had a Lisp development program on stock special purpose hardware, expecting you to use them only in Xerox copiers. And of course, Symbolics had been trying to go commercial that year, and it just everything came together at once. So after that conference, there was the energy to organize a Lisp and functional programming conference under ACM auspices. That began in 1982. So every other year, we were first class citizens in the ACM world. Lisp was on the rise. I had papers in most of those early conferences, cooperated with the SIG Planning Executive Committee, helped form the sequence of conferences that evolved into, and actually served as the general chair of the 1992 Lisp and Functional Programming Conference. So that seemed to be our future, but the sad story of the side of things is somewhere around the end of the 80s, AI did this commercially. You know, it was the next best hope, the fifth gen project for America. But after 3 years, you know what a venture capital is? We call it vulture capital in America. If you don't make a return, if you don't make that 101 return on the third year, find somebody else. 95% of all the entrants in the vulture capital world are losers. The other 5% have to hit it big to pay back. This didn't hit it big, neither did AI. But we did go away. So in that period of time, as Symbolics was going financially bankrupt and withdrawing, the Symbolics List Users Group at its last meeting at Stanford in 1990, that users group formed the basis of a conference every year in which the users and owners of Symbolics List machines would go to the conference. It would be like a Silicon Valley conference with dog and pony shows, dancing girls, wine and music, bands, and the users would throw their questions at the marketeers. The marketeers would all stand up front, you know, the marketing people. They, why don't you do this? What's wrong with your tracking system? And then they would give their plan. That was a valuable give and take. It was so valuable that when Symbolics went belly up, Symbolics and Symbolics users group stopped meeting, in 1991, someone, a Symbolics user at GD Research Lab in Schenectady, New York, said, we need to open this up to all Lisp users and all Lisp vendors, not just Symbolics. So that conference got funding. It didn't particularly have a name, but it kicked off what turned out to be an association, a trade association. All the marketing managers got together there. It was like a trade show with technical side presentations in 1991. In 1992, we organized a conference that had also a technical track. And again, yours truly was the program chair of that track that year. We had really good papers. We had again, the same trade show stuff where inventors would put things on exhibit, book publishers would put things out. Those were the deep and heavy years of Lisp. We had 600 people at the 1986 Lisp and Functional Programming Conference. I thought, well, we'll never see that again, but if we ever see more than 35, I'll be happy. So you guys make me happy, because I'm sure there's going to be well over 100, maybe 150 of you here when we're done. So what happened after 1992? At the big conference, technical conference, funded entirely by the vendors in the same way that Slug was. This was the vendors' way of staying in touch with the community by funding these conferences. But the vendors themselves were financially flattening out and dropping down. And in 93, 94, 95, we used Cambridge, Massachusetts as a locale mostly. 96, there weren't enough vendors alive to fund the conference. And so we piggybacked off somebody else and they lost money on us, so they kicked us out. But we had formed that trade association at AOU in 1991, and it called for a conference. And for about 4 years there, the only vestige of that conference was Franz kindly organized a Lisp users group meeting, in not always in America, but frequently. And that was where we would try to get together, but there was not much happening. In the year 2000, a really crazy guy, his name was Ray Delacaz, but when I turned it around, it sounds like it's Crazy Del Rey. Crazy Del Rey said, why don't we do a professional conference, not just merely a trade show with the vendors paying. Professional conference means we pay fees. And we get big names. We go to good places, we get exciting speakers, we have a full technical program, just like any real first-class conference again. And that's what we started doing in 2002. Basically, Crazy Del Rey and Fritz Gunzi and Franz put it together. And it surprised me. I couldn't believe it. Why are all these people paying all this money to come to this conference? You know, it took a while to realize. We love Lisp.
But other people loved us, and we'd like to get together.
We did it again in New York City in 2003. Part of the trouble there, though, was Crazy Little Ray was doing everything himself, and that was an overload. The first talk that I opened up that conference with a talk on, supposed to be a talk on the history of Methodists, but it didn't quite happen because nobody was there to turn on anything. So my projected slides, we put it aside, and I ad-libbed on some things, and that's how we started. Ray just was on overload, and we realized, we, the AOU board, realized that we had to do something. Since I was the only one who had any experience with ACM, I thought we need to do what ACM does for conferences. We can't just be a pickup conference. We have to have a full organization. And since 2003, that's what we've been working for, getting people like Pascal, who has close connections with the ACM and understands the process, and to the extent that I have any input to it, trying to get that process continued to where we have a full organization, perhaps even doing hiring more professional people the way ACM does. But we're not going to let this go as long as you people out there keep throwing money at us and saying, let's have a conference again, let's do it again. So let's hope we do it again, possibly next year. That would be the 50th anniversary of the birthday of LISP. Now, I won't overstate my time here, but I want to introduce our next speaker, Herbert Stoyan. He's a man who, way back when we all thought we were in the stump works, he knew this was good stuff. He knew it before we did, and has been keeping a history of it for more than 25 years. It's just really blows my mind. So this, Professor Stoyan is the preeminent historian of this. It's a jewel, it's a gem to have someone like this, and history has. I'll turn it over to Herbert Stoyan.